to be an absolutely amazing service on this morning. I'm so excited about what God is doing here at New Covenant Worship Center. We welcome you guys to join in. Come on, share this, tag somebody, comment, and like. This is going to be an absolutely amazing day in the Lord. We give God glory for it. We thank God for his grace and his mercy on today. We thank God it's Pastor Venice's birthday on today. Happy birthday, Pastor Venice. Amen. We celebrate her along with this Resurrection Sunday. Amen. So come on, those of you all who are in the building, let's stand to our feet. Amen. And give the Lord a hand praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Come on, you better make some noise for Jesus. This is his day. We give God the glory that he died and he rose on the third day. We thank God for salvation today. Thank God for the sacrifice that was made for our sins, that God has delivered us, forgiven us. He is moving upon our life on today, God. So Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, to magnify you, God. We come to bless you this morning, Father God. We come to exalt you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, God, to come into your presence, God. We thank you for your love on today, God. Thank you for your grace and your kindness towards us on today, Father God. Look, we welcome your presence this morning, God. We welcome your power, your glory, your anointing on today, Father God. That, Lord, you will move freely in this place like never before, God. That, Lord, you will strengthen on this morning, God. That, Lord, you will heal and deliver on today, Father God. Lord, we come this morning, God, to bless and magnify your name on today, Father God. We come to lift you up and exalt you on this morning, God. We come to make you large in this place on today, Father God. That, Lord, you will have your way in the midst of this service, God. That the power of your anointing will flow in this place, God. That, Lord, we're going to experience your anointing, God. We're going to experience your favor on today, God. That, Lord, your Holy Spirit, God, will begin to reign freely in this place on today, God. Bring forth deliverance today, God. Bring forth strength on today, Father God. Bring forth healing on today, Father God. For those who are bound with sickness, God. Those who are dealing with disease and illness in their body, God. For you said in your word that by your stripes we are healed on today, God. And we decree the power of your anointing, God, that you will heal, God, supernaturally on today, Father God. There will be no room for cancer in our body, God. No diabetes on today, God. No high blood pressure, God. No high cholesterol, Father God. Lord, no sickness, no infirmity, God. No heart disease on today, God. No kidney failure on today, God. We speak life to our bodies on today, God, that we will live long in the earth on today, God. And Lord, we expect miracles today, God. We expect signs and wonders on today, Father God, that the power of your word will come alive, God, that you're going to move in this service on this morning, God. We're in great expectation, God, for the power of your anointing, God, to flow in this place, God. Minister through our praise and worship team, God. Speak through them on today, Father God. Bring forth the melodies of heaven on today, Father God. Minister through me, God, to bring forth the word with power and revelation, knowledge, and understanding, God. And Lord, that we will be open, God, to receive what thus said the Lord on today, Father God. Now, Lord, stir up this atmosphere this morning, God. That, Lord, we come to lift you up today, God. It's not about us, God. It's not about the outfits, God. It's not about the dress attire, God. But it's about the name of Jesus Christ. For you said that if I be lifted up from the earth, today, God. And Lord, we ask you to draw this morning, God. We ask you to begin to draw in the lost on today, God. Those that do not know you, God. Lord, begin to draw them in on today, God. Bring forth healing today. Bring forth deliverance today. Bring forth your strength on today, God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, God. As we welcome you to this place, God, we say thank you this morning, God. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your mercy this morning, God. Thank you for your love and kindness, God. Thank you that this is the day we celebrate the resurrection of our
And adore you, King. Can we just feel this presence with worship? Hallelujah, yeah, 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 Jesus. Ora la bashi, kere la bashiya. Ora la bashiya, kere la bashiya. Here we go, hallelujah, yeah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, you have.
Come on, let's sing that again. Hallelujah, all over the world.
just said.
Hallelujah.
Y'all sound good. Give yourselves a hand praise. Hallelujah. Now give it up for Jesus. Amen. We give God glory this morning. We thank God for His presence. We thank God for His loving kindness. We just ask that God just continue to bless, continue to move in this house. Amen. We give God praise. We thank God for His presence. Thank God for His glory and His anointing in the place this morning. Amen. Listen, you all look amazing. Give it up for our children's ministry, amen, as they prepare to go down. Thank God for Minister Eric, Minister Dorian, amen, and our children's ministry. We appreciate them, amen. They look amazing today, amen. We give God glory. And that's our next generation of prophets and evangelists and teachers and elders and deacons, amen. We give God praise. Of the next generation. You got to have some grace for that ministry. Amen. My Lord. Amen. You got to have grace for that children's ministry. Amen. We thank God for the young people. Amen. And God just watching over them and keeping them. And we celebrate our young people. Amen. On this Resurrection Sunday. You all look so amazing. Brother Chambers is in the house on today. Amen. Good to see you, man of God. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to be in the house of the Lord and all that God is doing, all that God has done, and how His grace and His mercy just continues to flow and continues to move in our lives. We just give God praise on this morning. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. Because God is faithful. Amen. No matter what goes on around us, no matter what the circumstances look like, God is always faithful to us. He always provides. He always encourages. He always makes a way for us. And we're just grateful for His kindness towards us on a daily basis. Amen. So listen, we're going to move forward in our service. Amen. And we're going to prepare, amen, for our tithes and offering this morning. As we prepare to give. Amen. That's a good place to give God some praise. That God is yet sustaining us. That God's given us places of employment. Amen. That we can work. Amen. That we can enjoy, amen, and the fruits of our labor, amen, and that we can sow and give into the kingdom of God, amen. So those of you all who are watching online, you can give online at www.newcovncwc.com. Click the Give tab and you can give your tithes and offering. You can give toward our debt freedom seed. You can give toward benevolence, whatever the Lord has placed upon your heart to do into giving this morning. Sow your seed. Amen. Those of you all who have Easy Tithe, you can go to Easy Tithe and you can click the Give tab and give and select the area where you want to sow your seed at. Those of you all who do not have Easy Tithe or online access, the United States Postal Service is still in operation. Amen. You can mail your seed to 2423 Glenwood Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435. Amen. And you can sow your seed. Amen. Those of you all who are in the building, if you need an envelope, please raise your hand. Brother Terrence will supply you with an envelope on this morning. While you're giving, I'm going to sow. Everybody that continues to sow and support the ministry. We thank God that we have resources to do things that unexpectedly come up. We had to have some plumbing work done this week, and that's why we don't have access to our downstairs women's restroom. The restrooms are all working fine, but there's just some construction area that we don't want anybody to be exposed to or run into that little hole that we have in the floor. But we thank God for your faithful tithes and offering, because it was readily available for us to do what we needed to do. Amen. So I appreciate everybody that continues to give faithfully to the ministry. Amen. We are very much appreciative of the seeds. Amen. We're continuing to move forward in our debt freedom seed. Amen. God is blessing that. Last week, we raised $709 towards our debt freedom seed. Amen. We now only need somebody to write a check for $34,562 to meet our $50,000 goal. Amen. Above our tithes and offering. I'm telling y'all, that is amazing that we have raised we have raised over $15,000 just a little bit into the second quarter, just a little after the first quarter. That is a blessing. I'm telling you, God is faithful, and we pray you all continue to support the vision. We believe in God to pay this building off in the beginning of next year, and God will continue to bless us, because I'm telling you, it's great things that he has in store for us. And I want to continue to encourage you all, the grace that's on this ministry is directly tied to our sowing. We have been sowing into the community for years through outreach, through Operation Off Gas giveaways, turkey giveaways, back to school, whatever you name. And God has graced us to keep us where he kept us in supply during the pandemic, that we didn't run out. Amen. That we were yet in overflow and increase. Do you know how many people got promotions and raises during this pandemic? Do you know how many people bought houses during the pandemic? How many people got new cars during the pandemic? Why? Because of the faithful sowing of your seeds, because you sow seeds above and beyond your tithes and offering, that God blesses you and he keeps you. I'm telling you, he is faithful. Amen. And you have to just believe God. Amen. Those of you all on my right side, if you have your tithes and offering ready, please proceed from the rear to the front to sow. Those of you all on my right, you can proceed from the rear to the front to come on and sow your seed this morning. Suited and booted. It's my man, Brother James. Amen. Those of you all on my left, amen, if you have your tithes and offering ready, please proceed from the rear to the front. Bless you, Sister Tina. Amen. Missed you last week. Amen. And saying hello. God bless you, Sister Bridget. I apologize for miscommunicating on Thursday night. You just had a nice drive out, ride around. And it was peaceful. Amen. Everybody gave and wanted to give, amen. Those of you all online, amen. Thank you for your tithes and offering and sowing. Come on, let's bless the offering this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the tithes and offering, Lord. We thank you for every seed that was sown today, Father God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless your people, God, that you will even bless those that may not have had it to give on today, that they will be able to give on next time, Father. We pray that every seed that was sown will continue to be used for the work of the ministry, for the building of your kingdom, God. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We give God glory. We thank God. Brother Thomas, are we doing a virtual announcements? It's all well. Amen.
Join us on Saturday at 7 a.m. for the Movement Ministry, where we have Apostle John. Jonas Jones, and we have Deacon Ryan. They are going to move. You have to catch up with them because they go for miles and miles and miles. Join them. Have a great day. All right, everyone. We have a special announcement from our youth ministry.
For all the kids out there, it's time for bowling. It's on April 23rd. That's a Saturday. $4 for shoes and $5 for games.
And we give God praise. Thank God for our announcements, amen. Thank God for our media team, amen. Listen, we have to make adjustments, amen, or do what we do, amen, to get it done. But I'm excited, amen, on this morning. I thank God for what God is doing here at New Covenant Worship Center. This is our Resurrection Sunday. You all, next month in May, we'll be celebrating 13 years as our church anniversary, amen. I'm so grateful, so thankful, amen, for all that God has been doing over the years in this ministry. And we have some awesome speakers lined up for us on next month. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Those announcements will be coming out very soon for that lineup and what God has in store for us for the month of May. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Y'all ready for the word?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't ready for the word. Y'all ready for the word? Come on, that's what I like. Amen. All right, listen, I thank God for this series that we've been teaching in. This is our third part of this series, Kingdom Citizen. And it's been so encouraging. It's been such a blessing to us as we begin to identify things that as kingdom citizens we should be operating in. Things that we should begin to walk in, should flow in to exemplify the kingdom of God here on earth. We're the only example that people will see as a representation of who Jesus is. So our life and what we do represents the kingdom of God. How we live, how we begin to show forth love, kindness, the different things that represent the kingdom of God. They are going to see that through our lives. And so we have a responsibility to get in fellowship, to get into a place of understanding and knowing what the kingdom of God is. Who the kingdom of God represents the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. But find out those characteristics, and we should be developing and growing in those areas on a day-to-day basis. It should be daily that I should strive to come and draw closer to God. Every day I should be striving to be more like Christ. Why? Because he said we should be like him. Amen. We should be imitators of Christ. So this is our goal. This is our desire, that we exemplify the things that will begin to magnify and glorify the kingdom of God. So today we're going to talk about kingdom citizens should operate in the fruit of the Spirit. Kingdom citizens should operate in the fruit of the Spirit. Now, we know the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to talk about that. We're going to even bring some correlation to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to even bring a couple of little points from Coming to America. But I want you to just remember some of the things that happened in the movie that represents some of those fruit that Prince Akeem operated in. Let's just give you a list of what the fruit of the Spirit looks like according to Scripture in Galatians 5. And then we'll get into the meat of this. Galatians 5, verse 22 says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." So in the previous verses prior to this, the Apostle Paul begins to instruct and begins to come to the church of Galatia and begins to talk about the work of the flesh. And he begins to talk about those things that are contrary to the works of the Spirit. And some of those things that were listed according to the works of the flesh are as follows in verse 19. It says, "When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these." The flesh is jacked up, y'all. That's a lot of stuff, ain't it?
Yeah.
That flesh should get you in trouble. Yeah. It says, "Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit what? The kingdom of God." So now, we've understood from the beginning of this series that according to Luke 17:21, when Jesus began to talk about, he said, "The kingdom of God is within you." The Pharisees were looking for the kingdom of God to come in observation, where we could look here and look there and look for a particular thing that will represent the kingdom of God. But he said the kingdom of God is within you. And so we have a responsibility to know that we have to exemplify the kingdom of God and what the kingdom of God should begin to represent in our lives and to other people who do not know Christ. Every day we should be in a position to try to exemplify Christ, to be in a mindset. Somebody may be watching me that does not know him.
Yeah.
And if somebody's watching me that does not know him, how am I representing him? How am I showing forth the goodness of the Lord? How am I showing forth the kindness and the love? Or am I stuck in my carnal nature and doing everything that these fleshly desires choose to do? The sexual immorality, impurity, the outburst of anger, the selfish ambition, the dissension, the division, the enmity, the drunkenness, the wild parties, and all these other sins. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, you won't benefit and operate in the fullness of what the kingdom of God has to offer us. So we have to get into a mindset that I want everything that the benefit package of the kingdom of God has for me. Because the kingdom of God has healing. The kingdom of God has deliverance. The kingdom of God has peace. The kingdom of God has joy. And if I'm constantly operating according to the sinful nature, I now void myself of having the access to the things of living a life that's filled with joy, peace, healing, prosperity, everything that represents the kingdom of God. So I don't know about you, but I want to have all access. I need an all access pass to everything that the kingdom of God has promised me. I don't want to be in a place where I don't have access to the things that I could have access to, but my flesh keeps hindering me. My flesh keeps giving me a denied pass. Oh, I love God. If you've been in a hotel recently, there are no longer keys, but there are key cards. Oh my God. And I love the fact because now a key card, when you wave the key card in front of a door, a green light signs. Oh my God. And that when the green light shines, it gives you now access to the things that are beyond the door. And see what happens is when I operate according to the nature of the flesh, my access is denied. When I wave it in front of the things of the kingdom of God, when I'm trying to get to my peace, when I'm trying to get to my deliverance, when I'm trying to get to my financial breakthrough, if I'm constantly in drunkenness and riotous living, partying all the time, idolatry, it's hindering me. And every time I wave my particular spiritual lifestyle in front of the kingdom of God to get access, it denies me because I'm not operating according to the kingdom. I'm not operating according to the fruit of the Spirit. So I have to begin to now check myself, examine myself, and get into now alignment with the kingdom of God so that I can have an all access pass. Tell your neighbor, I need all access. I need all access. Oh my God. So I need you to understand that when you're kingdom minded, no matter where you find yourself, you still operate according to the fruit. Prince Hakeem, just because he left Zamunda, it did not change him from being generous. It did not change him from showing forth kindness. When he walked across the man that was homeless, who was actually the man that played in trading places, he dropped a wad of money in his hand in a bag and gave it to him. It began to change his life. Because why? Just because he wasn't in Zamunda does not mean he stops being generous. Does not mean he stops showing forth goodness. And see, just because we operate in the marketplace, just because we're in the world and our job in the secular arena, does not mean you stop living and glorifying God and having the goodness of the Lord to be shown. Just because you're supervisor is nagging at you, evil at you, cantankerous at you, being short with you. You don't serve them the same thing they serve you. The Bible says, pray for those that despitefully use you. I'm trying to get you an access granted pass that will give you access to the things that everybody else may miss out on. Because there's some things that people around you are trying to figure out. Why do you constantly get favor? Why do they constantly grant you the days off? Why do you always get your first vacation pick? Why? Because I'm operating the goodness of the Lord. I operate in the fruit of the Spirit. I show forth love and kindness when I have the opportunity to be evil and angry and cantankerous. I choose to operate in another characteristic. Why? Because I need my access to be granted unto me. I don't want an access denied coming across my screen. I want to have access to everything that the kingdom of God has for me. Why? Because this love, this joy, this patience, this kindness, this goodness, this faithfulness, this gentleness, and this self-control. Notice how Prince Akeem, he held his composure. He had self-control. When Daryl came and made mockery of him, when he was at the dinner party, he said, I guess you learned how to fight by fighting all those lions and tigers in the jungle. And he didn't become defensive or get an attitude and act out of character because he was trying to belittle his skill set. He was trying to make it as though what he had learned in his homeland wasn't significant. But I'm here to let you know that everything that the kingdom of God has to teach me, it is applicable in every area of my life. And so when I begin to apply the kingdom principles into every area of my life, I'm going to experience greatness. I'm going to experience favor. I'm going to experience his goodness. I'm going to experience the things that will position me so that I can live a resurrected life. See, this is the problem. What hinders us from rising to the standard of what Christ would live at? Because Christ was tempted with all manner of sin, but he knew no sin. See, you're looking for an example in the physical realm. You're looking for an example in the fleshly realm. But I need you to first see the example of Christ. I need you to first see the work that he did. Why? Because he made a decision to go upon the cross. He said on that particular night before, he went into prayer. He went into agony. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And the Bible says that he went back three times. And he said at the end of the thing, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. So Jesus Christ put himself in position to be offered up for our sins. And as he went forth and he was now going to that road to Calvary, he ended up in the middle of two thieves, a murderer and a thief on the side of them, and these people who had been in criminal activity. And I believe that God had the grace of God flowing through his son, and his son began to exemplify patience and love even in the midst of his turmoil, even in the midst of him being crucified. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why? He was showing forth the fruit of love. He was showing forth the fruit of gentleness and goodness and kindness. In the midst of your trials, you've got to be willing to look beyond your situation and to begin to pull on the strength of the Lord. Even when I'm going through, I can still encourage my neighbor. Even when I'm going through a process of change, I can still encourage my brother or my sister. Why? Because I'm dependent upon the fruit of the Spirit. I'm not going to yield to my flesh. I'm not going to operate in my carnal nature. I've risen above that situation. I've matured beyond that place. Why? Because I have something to show forth to the kingdom of God. I got to live a life that's pleasing unto him. Why? Because I want access to all my blessings. I don't want anything held up in the heavenlies. I don't want it to be 3 weeks for my answer to come like it was with Daniel. Because if I warfare with the right weapons, because I fight different, that thing won't be held up for 3 weeks. God will begin to dispatch his angel, and immediately that prince of Persia, that prince of perversion, that prince of lust, that prince of lying, that prince of addiction, whatever it is that may be keeping you bound, I command it to be broken. Why? Because I need my access to the kingdom, and my fruit is the access to give me the place of liberty and peace and joy that belongs to me. Oh my God. Listen. So now, just as Jesus was showing forth goodness and love on the cross, the thing that was in him, he left in the disciples, and he left into those who were following him. See, this is why it's important that you got to hang with Jesus.
Yes.
I'm missing this. See, you got to hang with him outside of Sunday.
That's right. Right.
Outside of Bible study. I ain't gonna tell both. Let me help you. Now, I thank God for being obedient to the instructions that the Holy Spirit gives me. I'm doing my route Thursday morning. Young lady walk past me, and I speak to everybody, walk down my aisle, and speak to them kids, everybody. How you doing? Whether they speak about it or not, I'm trying to teach them. Be respectful and teach them to say hello. Most of them say hello. But there was another lady, she walked by. She was maybe her late 20s, early 30s. And the Holy Spirit said, go over and pray for her. Now, I'm doing my work, but the Holy Spirit interjected and said, go ask her what she's believing God for. So she's at the cooler. I go and ask her. I said, what you believing God for? Now she's shocked. She said, wake up in the morning. What you? To wake up. I said, no. I said, what do you believe in God for? She said again, to wake up in the morning. So she didn't understand what I was saying when I was asking her, what do you believe in God for? I said, well, listen, I said, can I pray for you? She said, yes. I said, so I prayed for her for protection, healing, whatever it is, the Holy Spirit, I prayed for her. And afterwards, she said, you got me scared and nervous. I said, nothing to be scared and nervous about. She said, what made you come to me? I said, I was just being obedient because God told me to come and pray for you. And I said, I don't know what God has in store for your day, but I believe this prayer was covering you and protecting you for whatever may come. And we just have to be obedient. And that's what we have to show for the fruit of God's, the fruit of the Spirit and operating that thing and not get caught up in being shameful of glorifying God wherever you may be at. Yes. And then later on that day, one of my other customers, the Holy Spirit told me to pray for her, and I prayed for her in the past. And so it was so funny because after I prayed for her, I said, I'm gonna pray for you today. She said, okay, pray for her. She said, thank you. She had tears in her eyes. She said, you pray for me all the time. I said, okay, mother, I'm gonna pray for you. I call her mama. She's a ugly Hispanic. I call her mama. But she was open and she trusted my prayers to say, you pray for me all the time. So in other words, pray for me outside of this moment. So you gotta have a relationship with God beyond Sunday, where you hear his instructions, where you yield to his voice, where you yield to Holy Spirit. Because why? This is going to develop the fruit of the Spirit in your life. If you don't develop and operate that thing, how are you going to be the example of that? If you don't show forth love and kindness, how are you going to walk it out? If you don't show forth goodness and gentleness and long-suffering and patience, how are you going to walk it out? You have to be in a position to exemplify that to people. You have to be patient with those who have not been patient with you. And it's going to help benefit you. It's going to help grow you. It's going to help mature you.
Yes.
It's going to help have you to gain access to everything that God has for you. Amen. So now, just as I was saying, when Jesus had deposited the fruits of the Spirit in those who were following him, and I love the fact that they begin to show forth that love and that kindness even toward him in death. Now, on the day he had been buried in the tomb, here comes Mary Magdalene. We're talking about John chapter 20 now. Here comes Mary Magdalene. She comes to the tomb looking for Jesus. And she gets to the tomb and Jesus is not there. But she went there because of the relationship that she had prior to death.
Amen.
See, some of y'all wait to fall in love with people after they die. You didn't have a relationship while they living, and now you crying for 36,000 days because they gone. Baby, you wasn't in love with them when they were here in the physical, so now they gone. You can't beat yourself up with the torment and the guilt of what relationship you didn't have when they were here. You got to have a relationship while they with you. Oh, I ain't going to get no help in here. So Mary, because she knew Jesus and she had fellowship and relationship and Jesus had done some things in her life, she went looking for him. And as she went to the tomb, he wasn't there. All she saw was the linen clothes, and she went running out of the tomb, and she went running back to the other disciples and told them, listen, our Savior is missing. Jesus is gone. His body is not there. And the other disciples began to run toward the tomb to see what she was talking about, because they were operating in concern. They had relationship, and they were concerned what had happened to the body of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as they got there, and Peter got there, and everybody got there, and they saw that the body of Jesus was not there. And then as Mary, as they had left and went back to the house, here come Mary. She leaving out the tomb. And the angels had already came and said, why are you coming looking here for someone who has already risen? But as Mary was walking back out, and the man of God came and said, Mary. She thought it was the gardener. You gotta read, I'm paraphrasing, you gotta read John 20. But what was so blessed that when he called her name, she recognized that voice.
Yeah.
And he began to say that it is I, Jesus. And she began to now come back and to have excitement, because now the resurrected Savior had now come forth and did everything that he promised he said he was going to do. But she wouldn't recognize his voice if she had not been in fellowship, if she had not been in his presence, if she had not been around him to know his loving voice, to know his kind compassion, to know his gentleness, to know his spirit. This is why you have to hang around Jesus and build fellowship and relationship with him that goes beyond the message that's preached on Sunday or a Thursday night, a Bible study, whatever it may be. You got to daily have a relationship with him. And at that moment, Jesus Christ came back, resurrected. And Mary began to hug on him, and she said, listen, hold on. He said, oh, don't touch me. I have not ascended to my Father yet. Because why? She was so excited. She was so grateful. She was so, just excited at what had happened as Jesus was showing forth love and kindness and gentleness. He was showing forth the fruit of the Spirit. He was patient with them.
Yes.
He was patient with them because they, even though he talked about it, they didn't know how it was going to fully manifest. They didn't know how he's going to fully come back and show himself to them. But God did it. And that's what the kingdom of God represents. That's who the kingdom of God is. It's Jesus Christ, his love, his joy. And we gain the fruit of the Spirit by having fellowship with him and denying our flesh.
Yes.
See, sometimes you gotta intentionally yourself deny flesh access to things that it's gravitating to.
Yep.
Things that it craves, things that it desires. Sometimes you gotta put a stop to it and say, you know what? Nope, I'm not gonna do that. I had to discipline my flesh that Thursday night when I got off of prayer and got off of Bible study and I hadn't worked out. I had to discipline. I had to tell myself, I said, get up and go right now. Now it's 8:30 at night. I don't want to go. I want to go put my pajamas back on, relax, sit up, watch TV, kick my feet up. But if I want results to what I'm trying to get to, I got to not deny flesh what it wants in order to get the results that I desire. And sometimes we keep gratifying and giving access to the flesh to what it wants every time it wants it, every time it needs it, every time it talks to you, because flesh talks to us 24/7. Don't try to act like it don't. I know you deep saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, baptized 17 times. But the flesh is weak because there is no good thing that dwelleth in the flesh. So I have to crucify flesh daily in order to develop the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what a kingdom citizen looks like. So I may have came in there working in a Frito-Lay uniform, but Frito-Lay wasn't coming out of my mouth. Frito-Lay wasn't the example that I showed them. I showed them that in the natural, but when I opened my mouth and begin to pray, there's something beyond the Frito-Lay that's in you. And see, some people need to see beyond what's on the surface and what's on the outward exterior. Sometimes you gotta put your heart and show your heart who you really are. What are you really about? Because why, people will be drawn to that, and you'll never know how you'll impact their life. Just by being obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Just by doing the things that God would lead you to do. Why? Because I'm determined to live as a kingdom citizen.
Amen.
I got to live according to these fruit. Because this is what's going to allow me to inherit the kingdom of God. Because everything that's operating attached to the flesh is going to deny me access. But if I operate in the fruit of the Spirit, I'm going to have access to the kingdom.
Yes.
Every time I need them. Say, God, I need you. God, I need your presence. God, I need your favor today. God, I need your peace. And because I'm operating in those fruits of the Spirit, God will grant me the thing that I have need of. But I have to be intentional.
Amen.
I got to be intentional. Practice good works. Oh, my God. Practice good works. Because why? Oh, I got no testimony. You ready to close this thing out? I want to encourage you all, even as being kingdom citizens, as we're in this series, like never before in this hour, the body of Christ, the church at large, is under attack. Everybody has something to say against the word of God. Every time you turn on your social media, somebody's bashing, somebody's talking about, that's the white man's book, that's the slave book, that's the, why you believe in that, this ain't who our ancestors was with, we knew the Bible before Jesus came to earth. Who was there to know that? We can't believe what we believe in the Bible. We supposed to believe that 10,000 years before Jesus came, if they knew the Bible, then now that's wrong and that's right and that's right. What? Believe what God has given you in your heart. Because the enemy's trying to attack them. Let me tell you this story. Let me tell you this, because I'm telling you, I need you to pay attention. I need you to be mindful of how the enemy is so cunning. Now, this young lady gave me permission to share this. She said, because she called me back. She said, you need to share this because he needs to talk about this and let people know. Thursday night on the live, I was praying for people and giving words of encouragement. This one young lady, she's from Joliet. She came to our laundromat giveaway one time. She was my Facebook friend before that. I noticed her. She's moved to Arizona. And she was on the live, and the Holy Spirit, I gave her a word, and I told her to believe like never before and to believe in the things of God. Now, I'm just being obedient to what the Holy Spirit told me to tell her. Now, as a result, and then the Holy Spirit told me to sow a seed into her life. I said, put your Cash App up, I'm gonna sow. Now, most times, most people who get on as pastors or leaders or sharing the word of God, they put their Cash App for you to sow in their life. I'm just showing you the illustration of how God moves. The Holy Spirit told me to put her Cash App up, and I said, I'm going to sow into your life tonight. And I said, whoever else wants to sow into her life can sow. She inboxed me while I was at the gym on the treadmill. She said, can you call me when you get a chance? So I called her right there because I had the opportunity and time. She began to share. She said, you don't know how powerful that word was for me at that moment. The first thing was sowing the seed. Two other people had sowed also. I don't know if anybody sowed after that. But she said she had been off work since March. She had hurt herself. And so that seed began to encourage her that God was concerned about her. I didn't have any idea if that was what she was going on. But the other thing that was significant in telling her about to believe God like never before and to believe in the things of God, she said she had gotten around a group of people in her workplace. She works as a traveling nurse. And some of these young ladies that she had been around, they begin to talk this spiritual stuff. And they begin to talk about tarot cards. And they begin to talk about different things that resemble and relate to witchcraft. And all these particular things were going on. And she was like, she would feel uncomfortable when they would start talking about certain things. She would feel uncomfortable when they would start mentioning certain things. And one day she was over this young lady's house and she wasn't feeling good. And this lady crushes up mushrooms and put them in a capsule. And she said, you take this, you'll feel better. She said, after she took that, she started feeling sick. Started throwing up and different things the next day and just not feeling herself for a couple of days. And so as she was sharing that and talking about that, and it's more to it because any of you all who have anybody that's in social media, you done heard somebody talking about this spiritualism. You done heard somebody talking about all the stuff about the Bible ain't this and this and that, the ancestors and go travel the moon and watch the stars. All this foolishness. Because the enemy is cunning. And he tries to trap you in something subtly. And this is the thing she said. They would try not to mention the name of God. They would say the universe. Because we in a universe movement, y'all. You know, we don't want to acknowledge God. We say the universe. And I don't like your energy. We caught up. You got negative energy. You got positive energy. I don't like your energy. All this. These things are subtly transforming our thinking. And that's what she began to say. She said, is this thing trying to change me to believe in what I believe in, the foundation? I said, yes. I said, it's very subtle. That's how he operates. He'll begin to put those little seeds of doubt. And as soon as you look up, you'll be turning around and say, well, I don't believe that. I believe this. So you have to be mindful. And God sent forth the thing that was needed for her to get her attention, because she saw herself going further into those things where they were doing different stuff. It was so much different stuff. Stay on the phone for about 45 minutes. But you got to just know and be careful. And you got to believe what you believe.
Yes.
Because everybody's going to come with a whole lot of different beliefs.
That's right.
But you got to trust on what God has placed in your heart. And the evidence is, just as I prayed for that young lady, she had no idea about praying to God. I said, I told her, the young lady, when I was on my route, and I told her, I said, pray and ask God for what you want. It's some young people who do not have any understanding of the things of God.
Amen.
And this is why they're being drawn into those things that look like it's spiritual.
Yes.
Because it's with all these particular material things that will grab your eyesight, grab your insight, and begin to pull you in. And you have to be careful because it's subtly witchcraft.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to name it that. I ain't no witch. You may not be a witch, but the enemy uses those particular things as witchcraft.
Amen.
That's very subtle. A few months ago, a young lady who had been caught up in doing tarot cards, she was making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. And the Lord had to deliver her. And she ran into a deliverance pastor and helped her to get delivered. And she left that lifestyle because she said, I have to leave out of this spiritual way. This is what she was doing. And the enemy will get you caught up with money.
Amen.
You're making $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. And now you want me to stop this? That's a hard thing to do. But she realized what the attack of the enemy was.
Yes.
And how she had got caught up. So this is why we have to exemplify and be kingdom citizens.
Amen.
And exemplify the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God in everything that we do. Now some of you all are looking because you're not quiet because you done took some mushrooms that have been crushed up. And you've gotten your reader from the tarot card. She said one day the lady was doing the cards and the cards would just shuffle themselves. She said she was shuffling, they would just spit out. She saw it with her own eyes. Because there is an energy that is in operation, but it's demonic. It's from the kingdom of darkness. See, you have to realize that you are in an actual warfare. See, we don't really believe it. It only happens to the ones, I don't do all that. Well, you may not, but the enemy's trying to get you to get into the trap of it. And you have to be mindful, be aware of your surroundings, who's around you. And she said, it's a whole lot of that goes on in that area where she is in Arizona. And you have to be mindful to operate as a kingdom citizen. God, you've given me the fruit of the Spirit, and I'm going to operate in it. God, I'm going to acknowledge you in all my ways so that you can direct my path. Why? Because I don't want to end up not inheriting the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I don't want to end up not receiving my blessing, not receiving my healing, not receiving my deliverance, not getting the promotion, the increase, the favor that I have need of. So I'm going to operate according to the fruit of the Spirit, even in the midst of trial, just as Jesus was. On the cross, he was forgiven. In resurrection, he came back and showing forth the love of kindness. When people doubted him and doubted Thomas, they would say, and he didn't believe that it was him as a risen Savior. But Jesus had patience with them. Still yet showed forth his goodness. Why? Because that's what the kingdom of God does. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a hand praise.
Amen.
The young lady with this, I'm right there with that. Like Gucci print on, sitting next to Tanya. You stand up. Stand up right there in that light green. Stand up. Your daughter. What's your name again?
Angel.
Angel, yeah. I just want to make sure I ain't forget. I ain't want to say Brian, wrong name. So as you stood up today, young lady, God said he stood up with you. And God wants you to know that everything that you're challenged with, everything that you're going through in this season, he's right there. But all you have to do is access him. It's your responsibility to ask God to come into your situation. Jonathan Reynolds writes a song. He said, invite me into your situation. Is that how the song go, Pastor Denise? We got to invite God in. And God wants you to invite him into your situation because you've been trying to carry the weight on your own. You've been trying to fix it, figure it out, work it out, do it this way, do that, do this. God said, I'm rising up in you. And you have to be the one to invite him in. And when you invite him in to your situation, he's going to begin to move supernaturally. But all you have to do is believe. And once you have the faith to believe, I'm telling you, God's getting ready to blow your mind. Because there have been some things that have been held up for you. And the enemy tried to keep you from it. But I'm here to let you know that he won't win. Even concerning healing in your body, I don't know you. But God said there's super, not, I ain't talking about physical healing, I'm talking about emotional healing. You've been a wreck. You've been a wreck emotionally. And God said, I'm bringing stability to your heart, daughter. I'm bringing stability to your mind. And the enemy tried to weigh you down. But God said, I'm bringing peace to your mind, peace to your spirit. He said, don't let go, daughter. He said, invite me in. He said, invite me in. He said, and when you invite me in, I'm going to bring you to a place of peace emotionally. Because the enemy wants to snatch your peace. So as we talked about Galatians 5 and that fruit of the Spirit, I want you to get that scripture. I want you to hold on to it. I want you to begin to declare it over your life. I'm walking in the fruit of the Spirit every day of my life. Love is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Kindness is mine. Patience is mine. Gentleness and goodness is mine. So you have to believe that. Because God's getting ready to rearrange. And man, God, he's getting ready to shift your story. The narrative's about to change. No longer will you be the victim, but the victory, the victor. Oh my God. That thing is shifting for you. No longer will you be the victim. And God said, today, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. The emotional scars that they left upon you, let it go. Yes. Let it go. Be free. Be free. Huh. Be free. Because whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Yes. Amen. There is, I know this is your grandbaby. What's your name? What is it? Trinity, right. See, y'all, you know, I got these babies that grew up now. She tall as her grandmama now. God didn't make a mistake when he named you Trinity. There have been things that you've been trying to figure out. Things you've been trying to gain understanding about. Things that you have been trying to gain wisdom in as a young woman, as you're maturing in the things of God, as you're maturing as a young lady, getting accustomed to the next level in your education and things of that nature, new friends, new surroundings, different things. God said he wants you to walk in the confidence of the Lord and who he's created you to be. Do not back down for who you are. Don't shy away from who you are. For you have been fearfully and wondrously made. Yes. And God said, because you've been made in his image and his likeness, you have the boldness and the courage to be able to obtain everything that you believe and everything that you're trusting him for, everything that you desire in your heart. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to worry. God said, all you have to do is ask in my name. And I will begin to grant you your heart's desires. Those secret prayers, those things that you've been asking God and talking to God about that you won't fix, that you haven't shared with anybody. God said, if you continue to knock at his door, he said he's going to answer. But I want you to trust and know that you have the courage and the boldness to go after it. And that God is going to protect you and he's going to keep you. He's going to cover you. And be mindful of the things you hear. Be mindful what comes into your ear gates. Because God will speak to you, but the enemy will come behind it and try to like clog it up. Like a radio, when you try to, you don't know about no radio because you digital. She don't know about static, Minister Ted. You know, when you have to tune the radio station, shh. So you digital. You don't know nothing about that. But on a radio dial, when you're trying to tune the station in, because it'll be like moving in, that be shh, 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 and then the music comes clearly. The enemy will come and try to bring static behind what he speaks to try to clog and hinder what God is speaking to you. But I root out the static and the things that come to try to clog from you hearing fully. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for Trinity. I thank you for the graces upon her life. I pray that you protect her, watch over her, keep her, strengthen her, give her the courage and the boldness to do all that she has in her heart to do. I decree and declare she will be successful. She will be blessed. She will be an awesome woman of God. She's going to succeed in everything she put her hands to do. Everything she touches will prosper. And I speak life over her. I speak health and divine health, strength and peace over her right now. And the God, you cover her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Angel, Holy Spirit said that this is your time to run. This is your time to run. And what I mean by that is, this is your time to go after God with everything that you have in you. Because there is so much potential in you. There's so much that God can do through you. But you got to be in a position to run toward God and run toward the things of God. Because the enemy desires to pull you into certain circumstances and into certain realms that does not identify with who Angel really is. And the enemy tries to come in and try to paint pictures of you of something that you're not. And people will try to distort your view and who you are based on how they feel about you. Based on how they see you. Don't allow other people's perception of you to become your identity. You understand what I'm saying? Because you have been fearfully and wondrously made. In his image and his likeness. You're going, just because you're tall in the natural, you're standing above other people around you anyway, outside of the natural, because God has put a running in you. And I'm telling you, this running and this desire to get to the things of God, to get to the place, God's going to begin to minister to you, and you're going to have to be obedient and pray when God tells you to pray. Because there's some things that God been pricking at your heart about. And you got to pray when God tells you to pray. Whether you're praying about a test, a quiz, praying about what I want to go to school at next, praying about friends, different things. God said, when you seek him concerning those things, he's going to grant you peace. Yes. But you got to run for him. Run for him. Chase him. And God will continue to watch you and protect you. Amen? Amen. Stand up, Nick. Uncle Wesley, I see you hiding back there, but I ain't calling you back. It's good to see you. I'm waving at you. Stand up, man of God. Right here, not Minister, I'm sorry, right here in front of you. You. Yeah, you. Stand up, man. You can stand up. What's your name?
Andrew.
You just came by visiting today, huh?
Yeah, my third time here.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to pray for you, Andrew. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Come on, y'all stretch your hands toward Andrew.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for Brother Andrew today, God. I thank you for leading and guiding him in this place on today, God. You know everything his heart has need of. You know everything that he has desire for. I pray that you begin to watch over him, protect him, lead and guide him, Lord. Order his steps, God. Strengthen him, Father. Favor him, God. Continue to pour out your spirit upon him like never before. I ask that you minister to his mind, minister to his spirit on today, God. That, Lord, you will continue to walk with him, continue to guide him, continue to show forth mercy toward him right now in the name of Jesus. I place a hedge of protection over him as he goes to and fro every day, that, Lord, your angels are protecting and watching over him. Lead and guide him. Cover him. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You may be seated, Brother Andrew. I appreciate you, man of God. Brother Nick, God said that you have to learn to ask for what it is that you truly desire. And you ask in simplicity, because that's just who you are. But God said, I want you to begin to ask me of the true desires that Nick has. The things that Nick wants. Because you sacrifice for your family. You give up your time, your energy. You take care of your family. You're a great man of God, a great husband, a great father. But God said, I want you to ask for the desires of your heart. And God said, when you begin to ask of the desires of your heart for what God wants to do, he's going to show you even the more the strength and the grace that he has towards you. Because he just wants to, he wants to shine through you, Brother Nick. That's all. He wants to shine through you because you'll carry it with humility. And sometimes, listen to this, he takes some of those ones and bless with the supernatural things, the next level of abundance and favor, because he can trust them to be humble with it.
Amen.
Oh my God. Because sometimes some people get blessed with some of those things and then they become different.
Yeah.
But God said, I can trust you with the blessing.
Yes.
He said, I can trust you with the blessing. So don't be afraid to ask and to seek God and to ask him your heart's desires. Amen. God bless you, Brother Nick. Man of God, there's change that's getting ready to happen for you. There is change that's getting ready to happen for you. And I don't know if you know in the fullness of the things that God has the capability to do for you, that it can, he'll move supernaturally. He'll move on your behalf to show you who he is. And God's getting ready to change things around you. I don't know what area, what phase, what part, but I'm telling you, there is change that's around you. And God said it's change for the better. He said it's change for you to become more wise and to seek the wisdom of God. Because sometimes you've made hasty decisions in the moment when you could have waited a little bit longer and the decision could have been better. But God said, I'm going to correct those wrongs and I'll make those areas right. Because I'm changing you for my glory. I'm changing you for my glory. And everything that God has promised, God's going to begin to reveal unto you. And he's going to begin to do. All you got to do is trust the process. All you got to do is trust the process. I'm telling you, the change is there. And it's for the making of who God wants you to be. It's for the making of who God wants you to be. Because that's a next level of living that God has for you. You ain't even living at the best that you got to yet. It's another level. It's another level. It's another level. The blessings of the Lord, the things that you have need of, the things you have desire for, God's going to continue. He's going to open up those doors of opportunity for you. Watch what he does. Amen. God bless you. The homage, y'all stand up. I know that. How long have you all been married now? It's been 3 years since I did that wedding. Because that was before the pandemic.
Amen.
Amen. But God has really strategically brought you all together because both of you all's territory has enlarged since you've become one. And what I'm saying in that area, both of you all's even careers have blossomed since becoming one. Your revenue, finance has increased. Favor has increased. Just the grace and the anointing that you all possess together is at another level. And what God desires of you all, he wants you to begin to now take time to begin to grow together even spiritually to the next level. God wants to set time up for you all to begin to even pray together in whatever time and capacity that you find and see fit. And as you begin to pray together and begin to intercede one for another, I'm not saying that you're not doing that now. I believe you understand what I'm saying. But as you continue to touch and agree and have that time to pray together, one for another and together, God is going to grow you all spiritually at such a rapid rate, because there are things that God is preparing for you all to do. As you all have been in prayer about certain things in the spiritual walk, and I'm just going to say this plain as day, and I know Minister Harmon and we have kindred, friendship, us, Pastor Apostle Torrin, but God said, even as it's on your heart, God said he'll give you grace to help Apostle Torrin. And you all will begin to grow spiritually and flourish as you sow into that ministry, your time, your energy, your talent, for whatever capacity God will make room for. Because God's going to make room for it. And it will be for, I don't know how long or whatever season it may be, but I'm telling you what God will begin to do, because I know where your heart is at. And God is going to bring forth such grace upon the assignment. And people are going to be drawn to you. Just as you're holding hands together, everything you're going to do is going to be together. You won't be behind, woman of God. I'm telling you, God's elevating you. He's taking you to the next level to give you the understanding and the wisdom of God. God said the things that you're learning in prayer, the things that you're laboring in prayer, praying to God, and God said, begin to cry in the spirit even the more. Rabba Sheboko Rabba Laba Sete Loko Sheba Reda Basondo Roboko Sabaka Rada Bekede Boshiki Rebon Shema Naranda Kosa. God said, when you begin to pray in the spirit and you begin to seek God in that way, God is gonna continue and he's gonna pour into you like never before. Ha Robo Sika. I feel the presence of God. Rema Shatu Roboma Darenda Kesa Tu Reki Sheba Rekunda Baka. My God, the fire of God, the anointing of God, stir her up right now, Father. Stir her up right now. Stir him up, Father God. Move them to the next level spiritually, God, that they are going to walk together on one accord, in oneness, on one mind, of one spirit. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. There's a stirring. It's right there, woman of God. There, you gotta let it go. 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 Rike shukura baka. Rebe sikine boshamba. Rebe sikine boshondo roko basi. Rike shikanda reko sopo. There it is. There it is. There it is. Ha! There's liberty right there. That's the breaking. That's the breaking. Ha! Reko shebe kine bosha. That's the breaking. That's the breaking. That's the breaking. Na roko la masi kede la bosa. That's the breaking. My. God's stirring it up right now. Rebo sheka da da basa. Raboso kora da base. Ha ha. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost in this place today. Listen, we're ready to close this thing out. If you need to be baptized in the fire of the Holy Ghost, I need you to stand on your feet real quick. What I mean by that is I need you to be, if you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, for you to have evidence and the acknowledging and the liberty to flow in praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, for God to fill you, and that you will be led of God's Spirit. to be obedient. I need you to stand on your feet. God's releasing the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Ha roko shebeda reko sheba rebo sheke daba sata raboko sheke. Yes, Father. Feel them right now. Feel them right now. Feel them right now. Rabo sheka. I'm talking about this is what God wants to do. This is what God wants to do. This is what the resurrection of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is all about. He wants them to be filled with the power and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ha rebo shekanda ramba rebo shaka. When Philip had prayed for them, and he began to baptize them with water, and then the apostles came, and he began to baptize them with the power of the Holy Spirit. There is a power and an anointing that will begin to flow. Robo Saka, Rabba Kete Koshaba, Robo Saka. I release it. 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 You good? I release it. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those of you all who are standing in the power of the Holy Spirit, standing in the power of His anointing, I decree and declare that the baptism of the Holy Spirit will fall upon them fresh and anew. And that, Lord, they will begin to pray in the Spirit. They will begin to speak in unknown tongues, God. That you will begin to sit upon them as cloven fire. Cloven tongues of fire will rest upon them as it did in the book of Acts. I release the power of the Holy Spirit to flow upon them. And that, Lord, they will begin to yield and to be led of the Holy Spirit. They will hear your voice. They will yield to your instruction. They will begin to see the power of your anointing. And that, God, you will bring forth conviction where there needs to be conviction. That, God, you're changing their mindset. You're changing their walk. And they're going to walk with you. They're going to walk in obedience to you. They're going to walk in the blessings of God. And they're going to begin to stand on your promises like never before. I decree it right now. I dare you to open your mouth. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. It is so. And we seal them in the blood. There will be manifestations of His power in your life. I believe it. It's going to happen without a doubt. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Prophet Skin, you have anything you need to share?
No, but, well, before you started talking about time for her, that's what I was hearing in my spirit. It's time. It's her time right now.
Yes.
He said,
yes.
No, even what
she holds, she's been holding a lot in, but God said, this is time. It's your time. Right now is your
yes.
time. And everything that you have cried out to Him in prayer, He said, it's time. Your time is right now. And He said, even as you cried out today, He said, that's how He wants you to cry out to Him.
Yes.
He said, cry out to Him because it's your time. Right now is
Jesus.
Your time.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Listen, that's our time. I appreciate you all this morning. I thank God for the word. Thank God for His presence flowing prophetically in the house. I seal every word in the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare that God's miracle working power will flow through us, and that we're going to see the manifested miracles of the fruit of the words that have been released out of our mouths on today. And God, we love you and we praise you. Come on, let's give God a hand praise. Listen, I want to take this time just to acknowledge my wife on today. And today is her birthday, and I'm grateful for the time and the years that God has graced us with, and how he has blessed us to have this beautiful woman of God to be our first lady, our leading lady.
Yes.
And she's just an anointed prayer warrior. She's a psalmist. I mean, she's an intercessor. She's a great teacher of the word, and it's just amazing the many hats that she has to wear. But I'm grateful that God has graced me and blessed me to have such an awesome, dynamic woman of God. I would not choose to do life with anyone else but her.
Amen.
So on today, we say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
And if you Those of you all that would like to bless her, you can bless her and bring your gifts of love that you have for her, that you want to bless her with. This is her time. Pastor Lisa, you got anything you want to share this morning or say?
Thank you. good morning and thank you. Amen. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Listen, we're going to have some cake and fellowship right here in the sanctuary. Don't waste cream cake all in the floor. If you do, just wipe it up. Amen. So if you want it to go, you can have it to go. But we'll have some cake. If you want a fellowship, that's fine. We're just going to have some good fellowship for a little while and then have some cake and we'll get on about our way so you guys can do what you do with your families for this Resurrection Sunday. Other than that, any other announcements? Anybody in the house that is not saved, that you've never accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity to come forward and give your life to Christ. Amen. For those of you all who do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision that you'll ever make in accepting Him as your personal Lord and Savior. So this is your time. Everybody saved in the house. Amen. We give God glory. Well, before we, I'm going to have Minister Hall and his wife, they can just come up and just close us with a prayer. And then we're going to go into the foyer. And I guess we'll, what's this, Michelle? Is she in the foyer? we can sing happy birthday in the foyer or whatever we want to do. I'll sing happy birthday on the way out after the dismissal. Halfway I want to do. Let's just do. Come on up, Minister Hallman. Sister Sherry. Sherry. Sheree. Please let me get this right. I got it right. Did I get it right, Minister Hallman? Sheree. See? She up. I love you all so much. And I appreciate you all. I'm telling you, just blessed and just anointed. Amen. Y'all got the flow.
Amen. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be here on Pastor Denise's birthday. Happy birthday to my sister. Thank God for my brother. I mean, it's just amazing how God speaks. When I was at Pastor Torrance's first service, I said to him, if there's anything I can do to help you in this ministry, please let me know. So that was just prophecy fulfilled that you would bring that out to say that God would have me to assist their brother and the Pastor Torrance and Pastor Rose, you know, just helping them in the ministry. And I just thank God that I'm in a position that I would be able to lend my services in any way I can. Yes. Thank God for this ministry. Thank God for everyone that's here today on this Resurrection Sunday. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Thank God that He rose. Thank God for the blood that yet covers us. Thank God for everyone that came out today just to acknowledge our Lord and our Savior, Jesus yes. Christ. Because we know it's not about the Easter Bunny, it's not about the eggs, it's not about what we're wearing. It's about a resurrected Savior. Amen. That He rose, that His word came true, that on that third day He rose, and He rose with all power in His hand. And I thank God that He rose, and I thank God for the blood that yet delivers us. I thank God that the blood yet works. Amen. The blood has not lost its power. Amen. Because the blood saved a wretch like me. Amen. It brought me from a mighty long way. Yeah. I've had some trials and I've had some tribulations. But I know that when He rose with all power in His hand, He delivered me from all. Amen. From everything that would yet beseech me, but that would yet separate me from His love and from His guidance. I always pray, Lord, be a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path, that You would guide and that You would direct me. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight. Yes. Amen. I just thank God that I have an ear to hear. Amen. That I have a mind to obey the word of God. And I just thank God for this man of God. Thank God for the woman of God. And I thank God for this ministry that He is yet delivering people. He is yet setting an example. As He said on earlier today, we have to set the example every day, not just in church on Sunday. We have to have let our light so shine. The Bible said that He didn't take the light and hide it under a bushel. No, He set it on a hill that the world could see our light. We have to let that light shine every day. And I just thank God that we have a light that we can shine. And we thank God for this day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So,
Sherry,
you
guys,
you want to
flex on it? Go ahead and dismiss it as well. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for everyone that came out on today. Thank God for the word that was spoken over our life on today. Thank God for this day. Amen. We have to begin to thank God just for raising us up every day with the activities of our limbs and for the word of His word yet inside of us. I thank God every day when He wakes me up with the activity in, of my mind, amen, just with our health and our strength, amen. We have to begin to thank God for our family, for our friends, that yes, speak a word of encouragement into us. We thank God for this day, and we thank God for this man of God, and yet we thank God for every person that came out on today. And we go, God, we go, and we leave down from this place, but we never leave his presence. We take God with us on today and every day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.